Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip 10th of July part 2. I forgot the golf, so I've done another little short recording, and I know Peter's saying if he spent less time talking about politics and Boris, he might do the stuff he's meant to do. Yeah, I would. You're probably right. But I didn't, and I probably won't. So there you go. Right, I have backed three golfers for the Scottish Open. It's not the greatest market, to be fair. I thought it would be better this week. I'm not fancying the front runners. Ricky might go well. Can't have Rory at 7.4, not for me. Certainly can't have Thomas at 19.5, not for me. Kuchar I like, but price about right. Can't have Stenson. Matt Wallace maybe. But the next one down in the betting for me, I've backed Pepperell at 34 for 100 quid. Just working down, I can't have Cabrera Bayo. The guy's got more gas in him than BP. Can't have Haitong Lee, maybe. Kamer, no chance. Fitzpatrick, maybe. Hatton, nope. Wiesberger, somebody else has put up, and yeah, he's playing well. But then the next two for me, Campillo, who GG backed last week and finished 7th. I thought he'd be shorter this week, so I've backed him for £100. I've got, he's 46, I've got about 47, because I've got a bit of 48 and a bit of 46. And I've backed Andy Sullivan, who showed a bit of a return for form, for 50 quid at 50. So I've backed Pepperell 100 at 34, Campillo 100 at 47, Sullivan 50 at 50, all in the win market in the Scottish Open, 250 laid out, with a view to trade. And if they go well, all of them stand at the minute to win me over £2,000. So hopefully I get a nice position. And I've had an early bet in the Open. Again, this will be one to trade. I have backed Kuchar at 65 for 75 quid. If he plays well in Scotland this week, he will not go off at 65. Got good Open record. I think the course in Ireland will suit the way he plays. I'm not saying he'll win it, but if he does well this week, he will shorten for that. And I think he'll be up there next week. You know, he was unlucky the year Spieth won it, I think. I think he'll be there or thereabouts. You know, he's a steady old golfer. So Kuchar is just an early bet for the Open, based on the fact that if he does well in Scotland, he will shorten up. Obviously, if he plays like a drain, he'll drift, but you've got, that's the gambling element. So I've had 75 quid on Kuchar in the Open, currently at 65. I will have more news on the Open next week as we build up to the tournament. I will be having a few bets, and I'll probably do some in other markets as well. And of course, we will have details of the Open competition, which I will get up either Sunday night or Monday, for people to enter that, ready for next week, and some great prizes I'm going to put up for that, as it is the finest tournament in the land. But that's the golf. So it's Pepperell, Campillo and Sullivan in the Scottish Open, and an early bet on Kuchar in the Open. Sorry, I missed them off the original pod, and I just thought I'd better get them out, because Matt Reed would be on to me saying, where's the golf? And I know I am useless.